Exhibition of dancing we've just seen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to come to a place where...
And so we have another famous one on tap for you right now, and this one is the Memphis Blues.
Thank you. first tunes around which jazz was created. Now the title of this tune is called I Wonder...
You cats keep beating up your chops. I ought to turn you over to the cops. But dig this field, I'm gonna lay on your gate. Don't cop your broom, park the body and wait. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You tell everybody I'm busted. You talk so much you got me disgusted. But you run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You start in telling me you're my pal and end up telling me how to handle my gal. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your juicy mouth and I run my business, brother. Just run your juicy mouth and I run my business, brother. You always telling me what to do, saying I wouldn't do that if I was you. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. Just clap your liver lips and I run my business, brother. Clap your liver lips and I run my business, brother. If I'd followed your advice on how to make dough, I'd been in the jailhouse long ago. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother.
Hello there, folks. This is Laura Cantrell. And Mr. Courtney Edison.
Hello.
The old codger.
It's so good to be here.
And we'd like to say Happy New Year's.
Yes, Happy New Year, everybody out there. We wish you all merry... Well, that's over. No more Merry Christmas. Sorry about that. I feel like I've been asleep for the last week or so. Anyways, nice to... Laura invited me down to help with the New Year's Day programming here on the radio thrift shop. It's where I get a lot of my records, you know, at the thrift shop.
That's right, folks. So Happy New Year's from the radio thrift shop here on WFMU Uppsala College in East Orange, New Jersey. As you all know, Mr. Courtney Edison, the old codger, is my very special guest today.
Courtney T. Edison.
Courtney T. Edison.
You know what that T stands for, don't you, Laura?
No, I don't, Courtney.
Trouble. My middle name is Trouble. That's right.
That's right. Now, we have a very special radio thrift shop today for our listeners, for our New Year's listeners. We have some Old Swing. We have some Chickie Williams, Louis Jordan, the Denning Sisters. We have some of the favorites of the old codger.
Hank, too. Oh, we got Hank Williams.
That's right. We also have the special memorial broadcast for Hank Williams. Yes,
And we got a revelation, too. We got some news for those of you who are big fans of Hank Williams.
There we go.
Some big news. So you stay tuned for that. What, after 2 o'clock we do that?
Yeah, we'll probably do that right at the top of the hour. We'll start our Hank Williams tribute.
This will make headlines. You'll see, you'll be reading about it in all the papers on Monday morning. And you'll just remember that you heard it here with the old codger on the thrift shop.
That's right. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to go now to some Yiddish swing music.
Wow, wonderful.
Here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Yiddish theater on the Lower East Side on 2nd Avenue. Wonderful. I was too talking about it.
O'clock postal telegraph time. Have you congratulations to send? Do it appropriately, inexpensively, with postal telegraph ready-written messages. Sent for 20 cents locally, slightly more nationally. WHN, New York. The following is transcribed.
Nickel, nickel, rooty-da-da-da. Nickel, nickel, rooty-da-da-da. Pepsi-Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi-Cola is the drink for you. Nickel, 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 nickel.
From atop the Lowell State Theater building, your American Jewish Hour. The B. Manischewitz Company, world's largest matzah bakers, happily present Yiddish Melodies in Swing. The Bridegroom Special.
Milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. This old barnyard heifer got me blue down to my shoes. I get up every morning for anything stirs. I get smacked with a tail full of cuckle burrs. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. This old walleye jersey ain't worth the cud that she chews. I work hard all day bringing in my crops. Then I have to milk you, you won't give nine drops. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. I don't know why I don't sell you, except look at the money I'd lose. You put your foot in the bucket,
kick over the stool. I swear I'm gonna swap you for a blue-nosed mule. I got the milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. I got the milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. Now, look at here, old heifer. I'm really gonna tell you some news. Even though I said you wouldn't give 9 squirts, bless your old heart, I love you so much it hurts. I got the milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. Milk 'em in the evening blues. Milk 'em in the evening blues. Took a lot of pull to get this job. Milk 'em in the evening blues.
Did that once, you know. I once had to walk barefoot the entire winter for a woman.
That's a very amorous thing to do.
Well,
Hodge.
You know, she was the love of my life. I don't know if you remember, but the greatest woman I ever loved, ex-girlfriend of mine, Betty Rubble.
Betty Rubble?
Betty Rubble, as a matter of fact. It was November 1922. And she said to me, she says, Courtney, if you love me, prove it. Take your shoes off. It's November. keep them off until April, and then you come back, and I'll marry you. Well, you did. She wanted me to walk straight through the streets of Baltimore with no shoes all winter long. I was living in Baltimore then, and you know, I couldn't do it. I put them back on in mid-February, and she left me. And you know what she did? She went and married her brother, Barney.
Oh, my goodness.
Very strange woman.
My goodness.
She married her brother, Barney. So that's how I lost the love of my life, by putting my shoes back on.
Well, what a sad tale to remember here on New Year's Day. Courtney?
Yeah, it's terrible. Well, you know, what did they say? It's better to have loved Betty than never to have loved Betty at all or something. I don't know how that old saying goes, but
well,
anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Folks, you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey. My special guest today is Courtney T. Edison.
You mind if I smoke one of these cigars?
Well, now, you know, you
these come from Havana, pre-Fidel, you know, before he took over.
You know, Codge, I don't mind if you smoke the cigar, but it's against station policy to smoke in the station.
Well, who's going to stop me? David Newman Garden? Bafoui on him.
Oh, my goodness. We have just heard from Miss Helen Kane. I'd go barefoot all winter long. Before that, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Milk'em in the Morning. And the Yiddish Swing Orchestra, The Bridegroom Special. Those two at the top of the set were courtesy of Captain Henry and These Yulish Things. Cassette tape that circulates around the New York area every Christmas season. And at the very top of our show today, we heard some songs. You Run Your Mouth, I'll Run My Business, Brother, by Louis Jordan, and that was, of course, a favorite of the old Codge.
Louis was the greatest. There's no doubt about it. Greatest singer, songwriter, saxophonist, entertainer, humanitarian. There was none. Actor. He did it all. Louis Jordan.
He sure did.
It ends there.
It just about does end there. But, of course, before that, we heard The Memphis Blues by Bunk Johnson and The Breeze and I by Coleman Hawkins. We're going to go on now to some more swing music here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Out, friend. Here's Leon. Take it away, boy. Take it away. Thank you.
vous êtes jolie. Que vos beaux yeux pleins de douceur ont charmé tout mon cœur. Et que c'est pour la vie, oh, je sais que c'est une folie. Que loin de vous, je devrais m'en aller à jamais. Je sais que vous êtes jolie. Je sais que vous êtes jolie. Que vos beaux yeux pleins de douceur ont charmé tout mon cœur. Et que c'est pour la vie, oh, je sais. Que c'est une folie. Que loin de vous, je devrais m'en aller à jamais. Je sais. Je sais. Que vous êtes jolie.
Fallen Leaf by Miss Chickie Williams. Before that, we heard from Marlene Dietrich.
Yeah, that was a woman.
She was a woman with quite a mystique, I must say. I can't think of anything.
I had her. She's nothing.
Oh, my goodness. I can't think of any equivalent of Marlena in these modern day times. Can you, Courtney?
No, they don't make women like that anymore. There's no one like Sophie Tucker around anymore either, you know.
Or Theda Bara.
Billie Holiday. They just don't. They don't. Nah, impossible.
Impossible.
They weren't even role models because nobody could follow in their footsteps. Impossible. Superwomen, let me tell you.
Superwomen. Well, there you have it, folks. We heard from Marlena Dietrich, Je sais que vous êtes jolie. And from Clarence Williams Orchestra, Buku Jack.
His name was actually Clarence Orchestra. Oh. And he had a group called Williams. So it was the Clarence Orchestra Williams.
No, I think that was a misprint on the record, Courtney. Don't you think that was a mistake?
I've had that record for years. That's what it says. Clarence Orchestra Williams.
My goodness. My goodness. Well, you know, we have some folks coming up here on the Radio Thrift Shop in the remainder of this hour. We have the Denning sisters coming up. I'm so pleased to bring them today from straight from Courtney T. Edison's record collection.
78 RPM records only. That's all I play. That's all we're playing today. I know Laura mentioned a cassette before. That was a lie. She just didn't want people to turn away thinking that, you know, they were going to hear a bunch of scratchy old records. But all of these records on the thrift shop on the radio are 78 RPM vintage records. We brought a chromium stylus and a Victrola. We're winding it up. That's why you sometimes hear a lot of dead air in between the songs, because we got to wind up the Victrola. Takes a while, you know.
It does. It takes 20 cranks.
Yep.
For one record. Indeed.
20 cranks by one crank.
And he's good at the cranking, too, folks.
You've been cranking for, well, longer than you've been alive. Longer than the collective longevity of everybody who's listening, probably. I've been around a long time. I'm not saying how old I am.
We're talking old as the hills.
Well, it depends upon which hills you're talking about, but yet there's certain hills that I'm older than, as a matter of fact.
I'm certain that that's the truth. I am certain. Well, folks, this is the Radio Thrift Shop.
And this is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, helping Laura on New Year's Day do the radio show. Hey, you know I'll be on next week for The Hound.
That's right.
I'm going to fill in. You're going to give me the whole 3 hours. You're Laura. You can, you know, you're on before him. You can hang around, you know, and help me with the show next week if you want.
Oh, I'd be very pleased to do that. Be very pleased.
Here on the WFMU 91.1.
FM. There you go.
East Orange.
We're going to go on now to some of those hillbilly boogie fellas. The Delmore Brothers.
Oh, I love the Delmore Brothers. Sure, I love them.
You know why I love the old codger? Can I just tell you this?
Why?
In our moment of privacy here.
Sure.
Because he loves country music.
Oh, it's in my soul. Sure. I used to live in the hills, you know, those hills that I'm older than. I lived in them before they were hills. They were just plains. It was just like a prairie. And then after a while, you know, over the centuries, the hills kind of sprouted up. You know, they developed. And, I stopped living in them long ago. Now I live on the bunker down on Springdale Avenue in East Orange. There's no hills around here.
Just one lonely little bunker. Well, happy New Year to you, Courtney.
Full of 78.
Here we go with some of your pals, the Delmore Brothers. Let's take it away.
I'm on the red ball to Natchez, Mississippi. There's a brown-eyed gal waiting on the levee. I'm riding the blind. Gonna satisfy my mind. Gonna see my old hometown tonight. Oh, she's coming round the bend. Clear the track, she's like the wind. Oh, she's bound to get to Natchez on time. Country, just a light-hearted fellow all alone. But I got to thinking here of my folks that are so dear. Down in Mississippi, boys, I'm going home. I'm on the red ball to Natchez, Mississippi. There's a brown-eyed gal waiting on the levee.
know she's coming round the bend. There's a track, she's like the wind. Oh, she's bound to get to Natchez on time. Oh, the sun is shining bright in Mississippi, and the people are as friendly as can be. Fill that box plumb full of coal, let the eight-wheel drivers roll, 'cause that red ball train can't go too fast for me.
I'm on the red ball to Natchez, Mississippi. There's a brown-eyed gal waiting on the levee. I'm riding the blind, gonna satisfy my mind, gonna see my own hometown tonight. Oh, she's coming round the bend, where the track, she's like the wind. Oh, she's bound to get to Natchez on time.
My heart believes in the fall. Don't take away the smile and leave the key. I've grown so used to you, I can't believe we're through. Don't say goodbye, don't let your sweet love die.
The very sweet Leuven Brothers, Don't Let Your Sweet Love Die. Before that, the Denning Sisters. Oklahoma's farm girl version of the Andrews Sisters, doing Oh Mona, and before that...
They were also known, you know, as the Sweethearts of Sunbonnet Swing, the Denning Sisters.
There we go. There's a piece of historical information. For you folks who are avid listeners to the Radio Thrift Shop, if any of you are listening. A few weeks ago, we played a Sons of the Pioneers radio program that featured some female accompaniment that was not credited, and we had a theory that the Denning Sisters were the women used to help out the Sons of the Pioneers every now and again. Courtney, do you have any thoughts on that theory?
Well, it's one of the few things I don't know anything about. One of the very few things. I have no opinion on it. I don't know.
Well, we'll let our listeners decide then. We offered them Oh Mona.
There was a dark side to the Denning Sisters. I know an awful lot about them they just wouldn't say when I used to hang out with them. You know, they were quiet a lot of the time, except when they were singing. I always sensed there was some dark undercurrents there, that things they didn't want to talk about, you know. Maybe their time with the Sons of the Pioneers was very traumatic for them, and they just couldn't bring themselves to accept it and deal with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Nowadays, we'd put them in therapy, and they'd be cured in 16 years.
Goodness. Well, I don't want to speculate too heavily here on the airwaves of WFMU. So before that, we heard the Delmore Brothers doing Red Ball to Natchez.
I knew the Delmore Brothers, you know. I don't know if you know, they were inventors. They were always tinkering around the farm. There's Alton and Raybon, the Delmore brothers. Raybon, of course, invented sunglasses. They go have a company named after him now, Raybon's. And Alton, he used to mess around with automobile engines, you know. And he invented a very important little component of an automobile engine. It's part of the electrical system. Alton, it's called the alternator.
Oh,
that was one of his inventions. As a matter of fact, he gets
you
credit.
You think so?
And his heirs receive royalties. Every time somebody starts up a car and uses their alternator, he gets a royalty. His family does.
You're so full of information that our listeners just don't normally get to have access to. And for that, I'm so glad to have you here today, Courtney.
I've got as much information as an encyclopedia. I should peddle myself door to door.
You sure should.
Well, you know, we got a public service announcement, Laura. David Newman Garden says we got to read the public service announcement, or he's going to throw us off the air.
Well, why don't you go right for it, Mr. Courtney?
Well, everyone knows how important fruits and vegetables are for a well-balanced diet. Now, thanks to New Jersey Bell's innovative new toll-free biophone network, you can call farms in the Garden State and speak directly to your favorite produce. Fruits and vegetables are eager to answer your questions on a wide variety of topics, such as nutrition, growth cycles, and proper food preparation. They will also gladly suggest your favorite recipes so you can cook a vegetable the way it likes to be cooked. Call the toll-free number today, 800-615-3745, to speak to your friends in the produce community. So why not give the little fellows a call today? Public service message from the State Produce Growers Hotline and WFMU, Andy Olcott.
There you go, folks.
What happened to the music in the back?
Well, you know, we spoke so long that it went off, so I just let it fade.
Well, we got to crank up the Victrola again. It ran down.
That's right.
I'll go do that. You take care
of it. Well, you can go do that. Actually, we have a little country comedy here, and I would like to remind our listeners that at the top...
I'm going to smoke a cigar outside, too.
Okay, good, Courtney. You know, at the top of the hour, we're going to start our Hank Williams Memorial broadcast here on New Year's Day. And I just want to remind our listeners, for those folks who are setting tape machines or just wanting to know the exact hour, that we'll begin that. But before that, here on the Radio Thrift Shop, some country comedy.
You know, mister, we all got troubles, but mine always seem to come in doubles. And as you say, you sure got plenty, but I ain't worked since 1920. You see, I aims to pay that bill, but mister, I sure been through the mill. My crops have failed and the wells run dry. If food was cheap, I couldn't feed a fly. Of course, them Congress fellers, they all say that good times are here and here to stay. I reckon they're right, there's money galore, but taxes got mine and they want some more. A snake in my backyard, took a hoe and was gonna hit him hard, but I missed the snake and removed my toes, and the snake bit my bull right in the nose. Well, that bull, she bellered and kicked her feet and caught my grandma right in the seat. She landed in the back of a salesman's car, and he kept on traveling and he traveled far. Well, that dad-blamed snake went and scared my horse that was carrying my kids when he started north. He ran away, but before he was gone, he kicked over the stove and burned down the barn. My wife's been gone some 16 years. Went to the store to sell some roasting ears. I'm still waiting, though it's getting old. I'm afraid her suppers are turning cold. Now, mister, about that bill I owe, reckon I have been kind of slow. But you see, now where'd he go? Oh, well, guess I'll keep my dough.
Mr. Cactus Pryor, doing Double Trouble from the collection of the Old Codge. We have a couple things to announce here, folks. If you're looking for something to do tonight in New York City, down there at the Levee on First Avenue and First Street, Mr. Lonesome Bob will be performing and hosting a little hootenanny of special guests, kind of like the hootenanny Courtney and I are having here today on the Radio Thrift Shop. That's at the Levee on First Street and First Avenue, Lonesome Bob.
You know, Mr. Lonesome Bob used to be known as Mr. Conviviality. Then he lost all his friends. Now he's Lonesome. He changed his name to Lonesome Bob.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he voted Republican in one election, and that was it.
That was it.
No longer Mr. Conviviality.
You know, I've seen that happen to many fine people.
Quite unfair, if you ask me.
Indeed. I think it happened to my father a few times, actually. Okay. Also, tonight at the Ludlow Street Cafe, the Canoe Full of Strangers and the Flying Mice. And later in the week, this is for the real hardcore country fans, Courtney and Western are playing this Friday.
No relation.
January 7th Courtney and Western. Not Courtney Edison, but Courtney and Western. Fine country band. Some fine young women and men. Friday, January 7th at the Continental Divide, which is 3rd Avenue in St. Mark's. That's with Simon and the Bar Sinisters this Friday, the 7th of January.
And you know, next Saturday, of course, the old cadger is going to be on the radio, filling in for the hound. But if you want to go to a record sale, they're having one in Wayne, New Jersey, at the Fireman's Hall, Parish Drive, Route 23 at Route 202, from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, their second Saturday record sale. Now, I'm not going to tell you that they're going to have CDs there. I won't tell you that, or tapes. They will have 78 RPM records only. And the first 100 paid attendees will receive a free 78 RPM record. Only 78 RPM records. Forget the rest. Hillbilly, R&B, great old race records. We've got some race records here we'll play later. And some old vaudeville 78s they're going to be selling at the second Saturday record show and collector's show and sale. Fireman's Hall, Parish Drive, Route 23 in Wayne, New Jersey, next Saturday. So, you listen, go there in the morning and then come home and listen to the Codger in the afternoon on the radio. Okay?
Well, that sounds like a fine plan.
You know, you didn't ask me, Laura, what I did last night. It was New Year's Eve, you know. It's an old tradition. You didn't ask me, so I won't tell you.
Now, that's not fair, Codger. That is not fair
to
me or to the listeners of the Radio Thrift Shop. Because we all wanted to know what you did for New Year's Eve.
Well, it's an old tradition, you know. Me and my old buddy, Rummy Del Barton, and Red Butler, Colin, all of the Kellogg, we all get together, and we go to the White Castle in East Orange, and load up on a whole, they got the brand new bacon cheeseburger at the White Castle, and we load up with a few sacks of them, and we get some onion rings, and a fish sandwich, and the french fries, and go home. And we pull out the old 16mm projector, and we watch a bunch of old cartoons from the Van Buren Studios and the Fleischer Brothers and some old Walt Disney stuff and all the Warner Brothers. We watched the cartoons all night. That's what we did. Eat the White Castle hamburgers and drink a lot of Jack Daniels and watch old cartoons every New Year's Eve.
Well, that sounds like the makings of a fine time. So you rung in the New Year with your White Castle.
It was swell. But the other fellas are still sleeping, probably, you know. This afternoon, they're probably not even listening to the radio.
That's right. I knew it was going to be a task
they
to drag you out today.
They can't hold their liquor the way they used to, you know.
Well, I'm so glad you can, Courtney. Folks, you are listening to the Old Codger, guest today on the Radio Thrift Shop here at WFMU, Uppsala College in East Orange, New Jersey.
Helping to ring in New Year. Happy 1938.
That's right. Happy 1938. Happy 1994. Also.
You know, to those of you who celebrate that, nothing I'm looking forward to. We're just 1 year closer to hell, the way I look at it.
1 year closer to Armageddon. How
yeah,
about that for a New Year's idea?
It's coming up, I know.
Well, for those of you who are reading the Book of Revelations today, we have a man who knew them well, who we're about to do a memorial tribute to. The great Mr. Hank Williams. We always celebrate his life and commemorate the day of his passing on New Year's Day, for he passed away on New Year's Day in 1953 in the back seat of a Cadillac. And we're going to go now to that day in time on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Our broadcast day, this January 1st, 1953, with the news. Famed hillbilly singer Hank Williams died this morning while being chauffeured from Knoxville, Tennessee to Canton, Ohio, where he was scheduled to make a personal appearance today. Williams' limousine was stopped about 2 a.m. on U.S. Highway 11 near Rutledge, Tennessee, by a highway patrol officer, and the driver was given a ticket for speeding. Williams was lying on the back seat of the limousine. The driver told the policeman that Williams had taken a sedative and was sleeping. A few miles outside Oak Hill, West Virginia, The driver stopped the car at a gas station. He touched William's hand. It was cold. The chauffeur drove Williams to a local hospital. There, a physician pronounced Hank Williams dead. Williams was 29 years old. The 1953 Rose Bowl Football Classic in Pasadena, California this afternoon pits the University of Southern California against the University of Wisconsin. Vice President Richard M. Nixon.
Friends and neighbors, today, the world of folk music lost one of its greatest performers, one of its greatest writers. At 1:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the teletype machine in our newsroom here at WCKY began typing out a dispatch from Oak Hill, West Virginia. It said hillbilly singer and composer Hank Williams died early today, apparently of a heart attack, while being driven to a radio singing date at Canton, Ohio. His driver, Charles Carr, said he discovered that Williams was dead in the rear seat of their car a few miles outside of Oak Hill, West Virginia. Carr said he thought his employer was asleep and he'd gone back to make sure that he was warm enough. The two men had left Knoxville, Tennessee last night. The driver said Williams, who was in his late 20s, had not been feeling well and had seen a Knoxville doctor who had given the singing star a sedative. The exact cause of William's death will be determined at a post-mortem to be conducted by the Oak Hill Justice of the Peace. The hillbilly composer's home was in Montgomery, Alabama, and his mother left there today for Oak Hill. The body will not leave Oak Hill for his home at Montgomery until tomorrow afternoon after 2 o'clock. I can first remember meeting Hank Williams back in 1947, in the early part of the year. Hank was working at a radio station in Montgomery, Alabama, and he'd formed the habit of giving me a call about twice a week. We'd pass the time of day or the time of night since the jamboree was on the air. And he was always telling me that someday I'll be up to see you. Someday I'll be up to see you.
Well, Hank Williams, you know, I forgot to ask you before when we was talking about Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where you played there last week. Did you notice all the pretty gals up in that part of the country, boy?
Pretty gals, man. I sure did, Red. Well, there were so many that I got tired of looking at all of them. And I got to longing to see that darn from Grinder Switch.
Well, she's been waiting to see you too, Hank. And here she is right now.
Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy, Minnie. I'm
You're
so glad to see
you again.
You're
about the
handsomest
thing I've seen. I am. I'm so glad to see you here, I declare.
I'm glad to see you, too.
I want to be the first one to kiss you for your birthday.
My birthday? Well, Minnie, my birthday ain't till September.
Oh, so what? I ain't the kind of girl that puts things off till the last minute. Like a scared rabbit. Oh, well, I don't have to worry as long as I've got my feller Hezzy. Oh, only trouble about Hezzy is he's got such a rough beard. I declare, he used to bother me first when Hezzy'd come around to call on me with a stubble on his chin. Now it's got to the point where it's stubble or nothing. But now for some news from Grinder Switch. Lon Lefferts is held up the other night by some hoodlums. And they put Lon Barnaby, the constable, on the case, but Lon didn't find the hoodlum. Poor Lon. He ain't made a pinch since the time he zippered up his wife's dress. But Uncle Nabob and Mum, Sean McGinnis, has went into business together on Uncle's big cornfield. Uncle Nabob tills it, and Moonshine distills it. But last Thursday, we held our annual baby parade. Oh, in Grinder Switch. We usually run the baby show about the same time, but this year there was lots of changes made. And brother was there, and brother got his face slapped for kissing one of the babies. She was 18 years old. And this year, instead of giving all the prizes to the babies, we give some prizes to the parents of the young'uns. The Blubber Bascom's got a blue ribbon for having the fattest baby. And the Satterwhite's got a silver medal for having the prettiest baby. But the biggest prize went to the Orson Tugwells for having the most babies. They got a silver loving cup.
I want you folks to listen to this now. And of course, it could be none other than tonight's guest, Hank Williams. Hank, come out here, buddy. I'm a little bit stuck here. What is that number you told me you was going to sing?
Oh, it's a brand new one, Red.
What's the name of it?
We got down to the little of it. You know, they'll never take her love from me.
Fine.
If today the sun should set on all my hopes and cares, there is one whose smiling face the gods would see. Oh, she'll walk alone beside me up the golden stairs. Or they'll never, never take her love from me. What a fool I was to go and break the trust she gave. Then see her love turn into sympathy. It's the one regret I'll carry with me to my grave. But they'll never, never take her love from me.
On our front door, my door key don't fit no more, so get it on over,
move it on over,
scoot it on over,
move it on over,
move over skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all, so ease it on over,
move it on over,
drag it on over,
move it on over,
move over. Cause our new dog's moving in. She told me not to play around, but I done let the deal go down, so pack it on over,
move it on over,
hold it on over,
move it on over,
move over nice dog, cause a mad dog's moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice, so scratch it on over,
move it on over,
shake it on over,
move it on over,
move over short dog, cause a tall dog's moving in. Mine, so shove it on over,
I move it on over,
sweep it on over,
I move it on over,
move over cold dog, cause the hot dog's moving in.
about your fast train, but now I'll tell you about one all the southern folks have seen. She's the beauty of the Southland. Listen to that whistle scream. It's that Pan-American on her way to New Orleans. She leaves Cincinnati, heading down that Dixie line. When she passes that Nashville tower, you can hear that whistle whine. Stick your head right out the window and feel that southern breeze. You're on that Pan-American on her way to New Orleans. Get yourself a ticket on the Pan-American Queen. There's Louisville, Nashville, Montgomery, the capital of Alabama. You pass right through them all when you're New Orleans bound.
We have it, folks. The Pan-American by Mr. Hank Williams. Move It On Over. They'll Never Take Her Love From Me, live off of the Grand Ole Opry. Also Hank Williams with Miss Minnie Pearl. At the top of that set, we heard The Death Notice from 1953. New Year's Day. We heard a couple of them, in fact, from WCKY in Kentucky. A very moved announcer who was obviously quite familiar with Hank. And another one that sounded like it was from somewhere in Illinois. We're going to continue with our Hank tribute. Courtney T. Edison is here with me.
The old codger. Don't forget, later on in the program, we've got a bombshell to explode about Hank Williams. It'll be news.
That's right. We have a true conspiracy theory in the making here on
shocking,
the Radio Thrift
shocking,
Shop.
Shocking. Scandalous.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
But before we have that, we're going to have more celebration of Hank, who is one of the greatest country music stars ever. He had a very short career of about 4.5 years. Meteoric it was. We're going to go now to Mr. Jerry Rivers, one of his band members, talking about Hank Williams and his favorite songs of Hank's.
Jerry, what's your favorite song on the album?
About 1947, I was in Houston, Texas, working with Jim and Leon Short. And the first Hank Williams song really came to my attention that I'd ever heard, and it was a thing he had just recorded called Mansion on the Hill. Chubby Wise played fiddle on the first recording of that record, and I enjoyed that fiddle playing very much. I was playing fiddle myself. When I had an opportunity to go to Hank Williams and ask him for a job, I practiced on that song real hard because I wanted to impress Hank, because I thought this was the most beautiful song ever written for a country fiddle player. But when I went and asked for my job, he had me play Sally Gooden and then hired me. So I didn't get to lay that on him.
Oh, please Have we got time for another song?
I think maybe we have here, Ralph. A good old time hymn. I know all you folks have heard it. Sing along with us. Join in on it. When God dips his love in my heart. When God dips his pen of love in my heart and writes my soul a message he wants me to know, his spirit all divine fills this sinful soul of mine. When God dips his love in my heart, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. I brought salvation when he made me whole. I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. It makes me laugh and it makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart, he walked every step of Calvary's rugged way, and he gave his life completely to bring a better day. My soul was lost in sin, but in love he took me in. His blood washed all my sins away. I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. I brought salvation when he made me whole. I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. It makes me laugh and it makes me cry. Sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart. Thank you, fellas. Thank you a whole lot.
I'm getting out, I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you anyhow. I've been in the doghouse a doggone long, but when I get a kiss I think that something's wrong. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm a long gone. I'll go find a gal that wants to treat me right. You go get yourself a man that wants to fight. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow. Never shut your mouth until I blow my top. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow. I remember back when you were nice and sweet. Things have changed. You'd rather fight than eat. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you anyhow. I'm taking everything except my ball and chain. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow.
Well, there we have it, folks. I'm a long gone daddy. I got old Hank Williams. Before that, when God dips his love in your heart, or in my heart, please don't let me love you. We started that set off with The Mansion on the Hill. And at the very top of that set, we heard a little discussion by a veteran member of the Drifting Cowboys, Jerry Rivers, a fiddle player. And he was speaking about his first experiences hearing Hank Williams and trying out for a job in his band and his love for the song Mansion on the Hill.
You know, I loved all of Hank Williams' stuff. He was a great songwriter. And he died just around the time that they started making long-playing records, stopped making 78. So he checked out just in time.
My goodness.
He didn't have to deal with the aftermath.
Certainly didn't have to deal with the heyday of the CD, did he, Courtney?
No, he didn't. If Hank knew that his music was available on compact disc, maybe he'd jump right back in his grave. That's what he'd do. He'd go right back to his eternal sleep. Well, is it time for me to reveal what I know, or later?
Well, I think that since we're in our last half hour here, Courtney, of the Radio Thrift Shop, that you certainly should quit tantalizing our listeners with all this teasing you've been doing. You're just a big old tease is what you are.
That's me. That's right. Here. Well, anyway, that's why my middle name is Courtney T. Edison Trouble. Trouble is my middle name, you know. So if you want me to tell the story what I know, this is going to make big headlines,
you know.
I think
you should go right ahead and tell it.
So people are going to say they heard it at first on the Radio Trip Shop. You know, Laura, you're going to become famous because you have revealed this startling news about Hank Williams. Well, it's actually about his alleged son. Did I say alleged? That's right.
That's exactly what you said.
Well,
now, Courtney, you're teasing me. What are you talking about here?
Well, that fella, that bozo, who's been going around calling himself Hank Williams Jr., you know, he was not the son of the great Hank Williams. That could explain why he's such a boob.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you know, there are many fans of Hank Jr. who are listening to this show right now and who are certainly taking offense.
Well, it's a fact. He is not the son of Hank Williams. Hank Williams Jr. is a fraud, but he doesn't even know it. Because he doesn't know, he probably doesn't even know the story himself. You know, what happened was the babies were switched in the nursery.
Oh, my goodness.
I forget it was the Baptist Hospital or the St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville, I forget. But I was down there, and the nurse told me the story. That Miss Audrey saw the baby, and she didn't like the nose on the baby.
Oh, no,
she
said Courtney.
She had the doctor do a switch. The babies were switched, but, you know, it wasn't just a simple switch. It was a three-way switch.
No, it wasn't just a simple switch
They switched
identity.
Triple switch with the sons of Tex Ritter and Perry Como.
Oh, now, Courtney, this is just too much for me to believe.
So the fella passing himself off as Hank Williams Jr.'s son is actually the son of Perry Como.
Perry Como.
That's right. And this other guy, John Ritter, you know, this actor, this bogus actor, John Ritter, he was on some show about Company, Three is Company.
With two young ladies
yes.
and an apartment.
He's actually the real son of Hank Williams.
Oh, no.
As a matter of fact. And Perry Como Jr., the fellow who thinks it's Perry Como Jr. is actually the son of Tex Ritter.
Oh, my gosh. This is just too much for me to handle, Courtney.
See, you know, if these people would all submit to blood tests, you know, I can prove this once and for all and clear this up. So, but it's the truth.
Well, it's just wild rumor at this point.
I was going to write a tell-all expose, one of those tell-all books, tattletale books, you know. But I decided that day to cook up a kettle of New England clam chowder instead. So, you know, you can't accomplish everything in one lifetime.
That's true indeed. Well, I'm honored to have been the scoop here.
I'm telling the world once and for all.
On the Courtney
Get it straight.
T. Edison Old Codger's version of the birth of Hank Williams Jr. Well, you know, we can write him a letter.
He won't answer it. He thinks, you know, it's helping his career. going around calling himself Hank Williams Jr., but he should, in fact, be Perry Como. He's Perry Como's son. I know that.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, next week, I'm going on now, bitch. I'm kind of riled up about this. I'm going to do the Hound Show next week. I have information. I'm doing some more research. I got to make a few more phone calls.
Oh, maybe
but
some...
next week on the show, I will probably reveal that Hillary Rodham Clinton is actually the daughter of J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, no.
You wait next week. I'll have that cleared up once and for all. And I got some news about who the Hound's real daddy is.
So oh, my goodness.
I'll reveal that next
Now, there's
week.
Something of real interest to the listeners of WFMU.
Tune in next week from 3 to 6 on Saturday after the radio trip shop when the old codger is filling in for the Hound. And I'll tell you once and for all about the Hound's shameful roots. You tune in, okay?
Shameful, indeed. Shameful. Well, we're going to go right back here to Hank Williams, a man we're certainly not ashamed of here in the radio thrift shop. You never know what you're going to find.
From the great salt lakes of Utah to California's golden shore, Colorado and Nevada, through the desert's burning door, while she's circling through the canyons, can't you see that mountain stream? It's the California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. See her rocking, see her rolling, as she rambles on her way. She left L.A. this morning, burning up the right away. In the distance, hear her moaning, hear her lonesome whistle scream.
That's right, folks. Starting next Saturday night, Hank Williams, the old lonesome drifting cowboy, is coming home again. He'll be right here on the Louisiana Hayride next Saturday night and every Saturday night for a long time to come. It's coming home night for Hank Williams next Saturday, and we want all you folks to come out and see him.
Hank Williams, hope all you folks are enjoying yourself here at the show in Baltimore today. I'm awful sorry that I can't be with you today. I'd like to say thanks to my very good friend Jimmy Davis for coming up here to Baltimore and pinch hitting for me today. Also, my boys, they're all here, and my wife, Audrey. On December the 13th, I had to have an operation that I've been putting off for about a year. I had to have it because I'd finally got to where I couldn't even walk on one leg hardly. So at the time I had it, I was told that I'd probably be up and I could make this date here in Baltimore. But when he started the operation, when the doctor got into my back, he found a lot wrong that he hadn't anticipated before. So naturally he had to go ahead and fix it all. I had what you call a spine fusion. I had two ruptured discs in my back and the first and second joint, the first and second vertebrae was no good. It was just been deformed or broke when I was a child or wore out or something. Said he thought I'd rode a few too many 100,000 miles in these automobiles. So he went ahead and fixed it. So after I came to from the anesthetic, he told me it'd be impossible for me to be out before the 1st of February. So then me and Mr. Denny at the station here, we tried to talk him into letting me take an airplane with a stretcher in it, an ambulance, fly up to Washington and take an ambulance from there over to Baltimore, but he wouldn't go along with us, so he just finally said, no, he says, you're going to have to stay at home. So that just means that I won't be there, but I'd like to say thanks to you people for buying my records, requesting the songs. I knew about this date before the operation, and I fully intended to be in there. But that's just one of those things that happen that you can't get by. So I know you're going to have a good time here with Pee Wee King, Lefty Frizzell, all my boys, Audrey and my very good friend Jimmy Davis. Let's promise you, as soon as I get out of this bed, I figured on coming to Baltimore and making a personal appearance. I sure wished I could swap this bed here today for the stage in Baltimore. Until I see you again, thank you a lot, and I know you'll have a good time. Bye now.
Well, there we have it, folks. Mr. Hank Williams. That was from December of 1951. A show he was supposed to play in Baltimore, Maryland. Hank recorded a lot of those apologies for shows that he missed along the way. Before that, we heard from Jambalaya.
I got all choked up during that. I'm so quiet. Got choked up here and Hank.
That's true. The old codger's just fighting back the tears.
Man, the codger doesn't cry. Except when a 78 breaks.
My goodness. We had from the Louisiana Hayride. Now, codger, this is one I'm sure you want to know. This was from after Hank was fired from the Opry. He went back down to the Louisiana Hayride. And that was from his return to the Hayride. Jambalaya on the Bayou. And we started that short set with half as much. Mr. Hank Williams. Well, folks, this is about all of the Radio Thrift Shop that we have for you today. Courtney T. Edison, the Old Codger, I thank you for joining me in wishing the listeners of the Radio Thrift Shop a Happy New Year.
Happy 1938. It's been my pleasure, Laura. And I hope you let me do the Radio Thrift Shop again sometime.
Oh, we certainly do. We owe you a big debt here at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Next week. At 3 o'clock on Saturday, I'll be substituting for the old hound from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So tune in next week, and I will tell you the truth about many things. I have my own moles out there doing the research and coming up with this.
Oh, my goodness.
Stuff.
Well, I can hardly wait. You know, today we got the good doctor in the house for the hound show, so you all stay tuned here to WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey.